I'm excited to go into the Word today and teach for just a few moments. I believe that God has given a word to me to share with you today that is going to build your life. That's what we need in this season. In the last few weeks, we've talked about storms and we have talked about uncertainties, and both of those are still very much relevant to where we are because we are still in this situation. We're still in the fight. And in times of storms, in times of uncertainty, I think it's important to be reminded of the basics. I think it's important to really strip down all of the complexities and just get back to life as simple as we possibly can. And so when we were teaching about storms, we talked about anchors. And when we talked about uncertainties, we talked about certainties. And today, I want to remind you, possibly even ground you if you're new to a word like this, or maybe even reset you back to what is most important right now. And here's the deal. You probably know someone who needs to hear this word. So I encourage you to share this with your friends, create a watch party, let someone know, send this link to everyone in your contact list. Let them know that this word is happening because I believe it will bless and build their lives. But I want to read today from Hebrews chapter 11, and I want to read verse 1 and also verse number 6. Hebrews 11 is known as the faith chapter. Paul, who is presumed to be the writer of the book of Hebrews, is teaching to us about faith, and he's sharing stories about other people who had great faith in the Word of God. But Hebrews 11 and 1 says this: faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. And then look at verse 6. Verse 6 says, and it is impossible, that's a big word, it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. So I want to talk to you about faith today, and this is why. Because faith matters most right now. What do you mean by right now? Faith matters most in times like these. In fact, we find out how important faith is in tough times. I'm excited because we're seeing people find their faith. We had a number of people in our Easter online services who followed Jesus, people who accepted and said yes to Jesus. And it is so exciting to see people finding their faith, whether you're coming to faith or whether you are returning to faith. I've received messages in the last few weeks from people who have said, you know what, I had gotten lax. I had become a bit careless. I wasn't as passionate as I needed to be, and I am renewing my faith, or I'm returning to my faith. And here's the deal. Everyone is welcome. Everyone, whether you are coming from, no matter where you're coming from, whether you're brand new, whether you are rededicating, or whether your faith is just stirred up because of the situation that we are living in right now. Every single one of us. Look at the people that are watching with you today. People that you know, people that you are online with, people that you're in Zoom calls with from work. Everyone needs faith in these times. lives. So whether you are choosing faith today, or whether you are finding faith today, or whether you just have faith in faith, you just believe that, hey, somehow this is going to work out. It really all begs this one question. What is faith? I know it's a word we hear a lot in church, and it's a word we hear a lot when you talk about when believers. What is faith, though? Has anyone ever really broken it down for you and explained what faith is? I want to do my best to answer that question today for you, so that you can know exactly where you are, so you can know exactly what it is that you have, and that all of us can understand what faith is. Because here's what I've learned. Faith can be strong on Sunday and gone on Monday. It seems elusive because it can be impacted by my circumstances. Yeah, there's a lot of people feeling that right now. Circumstances are driving you to faith, and there's other people that are feeling the pressure of this pandemic, and they're wondering why. Why is this happening to them? Why is their job not secure? Why is their money getting really funny? Why is all of this happening? And it causes them to question their faith. That's why faith can seem elusive to us and be impacted by our circumstances. But faith is also something that I am responsible to build in my own life. At the end of the day, I'm glad you have a praying mother. I'm glad you have a believing grandmother. But at the end of the day, you personally, you right there, you watching, you have to find and build your own faith. I have to be proactive. I have to summons my own faith. But here's the challenge. The challenge is that when I'm in crisis, I'm willing to believe more easily. I really am. When I'm in crisis, I'm susceptible, I think is the right word, to believing. I want to make sure that I'm believing the right thing, because as easily as I could believe the right thing, I could also be tempted, pressured by my circumstances to believe the wrong thing. That's why more people are viewing online services than ever before. That's why more people are tuning in to churches all across America, right here to the Church Covington. That's why more people are watching than ever. But that's also why more people are tuned in to negative news than ever have been before. And it all comes down to this: who or what am I going to believe? Psalm 34 and 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." The truth is, the enemy comes with a convincing message as well. As awesome as the message of God is, as incredible as the word of faith is that I'm bringing to you today, the enemy comes with his own message. Sure, your heart today may be broken over the pandemic problems that you are facing, and maybe the enemy is trying to convince you that it will never get better, or that you'll never get beyond this crisis, or you'll never break out of this brokenness or this quarantined mindset. Maybe you are fighting fear today. Can I just tell you that it's okay to fight fear as long as you are fighting fear? It's okay to wrestle fear as long as you are still wrestling and not laying down and allowing fear to overwhelm you or to completely control you. The old song said, "Whose report will you believe?" That's why today, during this message, I want to get anchored in truth. I want to make sure that my life is planted in solid ground. So I want to break this word faith down today and see if this teaching cannot bless and build your life. It's F-A-I-T-H. Let's work our way through the word faith. First of all, that F, I believe that we need to focus on the positive. Yeah, if I'm going to have faith, I have to focus on the positive. That has to be my starting place. That has to be the beginning point of my journey. I'm not focusing on what's wrong. I'm focusing on what's good. See, you notice I didn't say focus on what's right, because that would mean that my faith is determined by my circumstances, because there's not a lot going right in my life right now. Of course, we've talked about the silver linings of more family time and the opportunity to get the chores around the house taken care of. But many of you have been done with that for a long time, and now you're frustrated because these things have not ended, and you're still stuck at home, and you're still trying to figure out how to do grade school math with your kids. And I'm not focusing on what's right. I'm focusing on what is good, because it's too easy to become fixated on the bad news. Have you found that to be true? Our news is changing daily, I'm convinced that people in the media, they like it as scary as possible. They like it as nerve-wracking as possible. Maybe they want to present or forecast the worst case scenario, and you and I, just our propensity toward negative things, our willingness to believe the negative things, our mind goes there, and we stop focusing on the positive. But if you focus too much on what's wrong, you'll find yourself consumed spiritually and emotionally on things you can't control. So practically today, I need to figure out, if you need to make a list, if you need to get on some sort of a chalkboard in your house, or get a notepad out and create two columns: what can I control and what is out of my control? I don't know how long each list is going to be, but I guarantee you that if you focus on the things that you can control, focus on the things that you have the power to do something about, if you'll let your mind go to those things and leave the things that are beyond your control out of your mind, your life is about to make a massive shift toward the incredible. Because your life will be getting better. Your life will be getting more organized. Your life will be getting under control while you stop spending all of your emotional energy worrying about the things that are beyond your control. So F says I need to focus on the positive. A teaches me that if I'm going to have faith, I need to affirm myself. You need to affirm yourself. Instead of being upset at the world, you need to celebrate the fact that you're a Christian today. I know that may sound odd in an online church setting with so many people watching. You need to celebrate the fact that you are a believer today, the fact that you've made it this far, the fact that you've survived so much. Celebrate the fact that you are a Christian. Some people may think that is a bad term, or it has some negative connotation, but to be a Christian means to be Christ-like. Oh, I miss the mark a lot. I don't reach my goals many days out of a week, but I'm celebrating today that I'm on the right path. I can't be frustrated with the world. I can't be upset with the decisions that they make. You know why? Because the world has always been the world. The world is going to continue to be the world. I cannot be worried or surprised by the choices of the world because they're not Christians. That doesn't mean that I judge. I simply realize that I can't expect something that other people do not have the capacity to offer me. So I pray for them. I thank God that He is speaking to them and talking to them and leading them. But this is a great time to be a Christ follower. This is a great time to be a believer. As the world gets darker, our light shines brighter. Is anybody excited about that today, that your light can shine even in darkness? I can be a light for my family. You ought to be a light in the Zoom room that you're in Monday through Friday with workers who are wringing their hands, who are pulling their hair out, who are frustrated because they don't have any answers. All they have are uncertainties. You can be a light because you do have a certainty. You know who Jesus is. You ought to send up some hearts. You ought to type in some amens into the chat because you and I have the opportunity to be a light. Isaiah 60 and 1 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." Arise and shine. Don't arise in anger. Arise and shine. Don't arise in fresh frustration. Arise and shine. Don't curse the darkness. Turn on the light wherever you are. Affirm yourself. I says that I need to imagine God doing something good. I need to imagine God doing something good. Let's prepare ourselves boldly, I might add, boldly imagining that God is doing something good. I know that's hard to imagine right now. Again, if you've been focusing on the negative, if you've been taking in too much negative news and not focused on spiritual things, if you're emotionally spent because you're wrestling with things that are beyond your control, then this imagination is going to be tough for you. But I imagine, I believe, my faith is reaching beyond even my emotional ability to comprehend. Remember, He said, "Eye has not seen and ear has not heard." I don't even know. I can't even fathom all that God is up to, but I can imagine that God is doing something good. You may think an imagination is child's play, or I put that away, left that behind in my formative years, but I believe every single one of us, regardless of your age today, we have an imagination. So instead of imagining the worst, why not imagine the best? I've had so many people from our church messaging over the last few weeks saying, "Pastor, I just feel like God is going to do something big. I feel like great revival is going to come out of this pandemic situation." And I'm thinking, you know what? I believe the same thing. I sense the same thing. I thought I was crazy for feeling this way, but one message after another, one inbox after another, one text after another, one email after another, we can't all be crazy at the same time. What's happened? Our imagination is running wild with the possibilities of all the good that God can and wants to do in our lives. He wants to do it in your life as well. The T, F-A-I-T, T says that I should trust God in everything. Remember, we asked the question, what is faith? We're defining faith right now. I'm focusing on the positive. I'm affirming myself. I'm imagining God doing something good. And I am going to trust God in everything. This is where the screws start tightening down when it comes to answering the question, what is faith? Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Yes, this is where our faith is tested most. Trust in the Lord with all. The word all, it may be the heaviest word in the entire English language. Because something or someone will let you down. But when you trust God, then regardless of who lets you down, regardless of what disappoints you, if you trust God, you always have a solid foundation. The truth is, it doesn't take much faith to trust God when things are good. No, it takes a lot of faith to trust God when I'm quarantined and my job is at risk and my finances are in a mess and I'm not feeling quite good in my body and I'm not sure what is going on. It's easy to trust God when things are good. It's more challenging when my circumstances are not what I want them to be. But hear me today, your faith is found and exercised when you trust God in everything. And that brings us to the final truth about faith. In answering this question, what is faith? If I am to focus on the positive and I am to affirm myself and I'm to imagine God doing something good and if I am to trust God in everything, that when I get to that H, I have to hope for the best. Remember what Paul said in Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. What we hope for. That's why I have to have hope. And I hope for the best. Rather than fearing the worst, we hope for the best. As Christians, we are called to be people of unreasonable hope. It's the one time in your life that you have permission to be unreasonable, to be ridiculous in your expression of hope, to be dramatic, if you will. Do I have any dramatic people watching today? Just hit the thumb up, hit the heart button if you are dramatic. Why only get dramatic over things that are negative or things that are not going your way? Why not get unreasonable when it comes to hoping for the best? If you have that, if you can do that, then guess what? You have faith. May have started this message with us from the beginning and thought, I don't have faith. I'm going to watch, but I'm not like you people. I'm not like you teaching. I'm not like my neighbors who go to church every Sunday. I'm not like you who are so committed and smile and raise hands no matter what. But hear me, everyone has faith. It just matters who you are believing in, whose report you have decided to trust. So today I hope for the best. Too often we reason with a God who has called us beyond reason. He's called us to live by faith. So that means I will not get dragged down by fear, but today I will rise up in hope. Not going to get dragged down into the mud of misery, but I'm going to rise up in hope. How do I do that, Pastor Darrell, with all that is going on? It's going to take some imagination. But if you'll allow your imagination to run wild, God will give you the thing that you are imagining in your life. You know what I believe? I believe someone is ready to find their faith right now. I believe someone watching today is ready to choose Jesus. We call it a yes moment here at the church. Someone is ready to say yes to Jesus and take an important step, because what happens to you in the next 2 minutes, just hold on, what happens to you in the next couple of minutes will carry you through this crisis and beyond. Because this isn't about getting out of this. This is about getting out of here. I'm not just trying to find a word that gets me through this pandemic. I'm trying to find a word that builds my life and gets me into the presence of the Lord forever, eternity with Him. I want to pray with you today. If you need faith in your life, if you need to find your faith today, you can pray with me. You can borrow my words. You can repeat them after me if you want. But I believe that on the other side of this prayer is the answer you've been looking for. Come on, let's pray together. Say, Jesus, I didn't even know I had faith. I didn't know I had any capacity to believe in me. But today, Lord, I am choosing my faith. Today, I am standing on this word. Today, I am saying yes to you. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to cleanse my heart, to reset and renew my mind. Begin your good work in my life and be faithful to complete it in my life. Today, my yes means that I say no to a lot of other things. But Lord, that yes in you is so worth it. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for changing my life. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Come on, let's give God praise. Type amen in that chat. Hit that heart button. And listen, if you just said yes to Jesus, if you just made that incredible decision, I want you to be bold right now. I want you just to type the word follow in the chat. I promise you, there's nothing to be embarrassed about, nothing to be ashamed of. Just type the word follow. Our hosts are going to know exactly what that means, and we're going to send you a digital virtual copy of this book called Following Jesus. If you were here today in our church, we would put one of these in your hand, but we want to send it to you virtually today so that you can read it. You can know what your next steps look like. You can know what you need to do from here, because I promise you, the rest of your days are going to be your best days because of the decision you made just now. Type the word follow. Thank you for connecting with us. Thank you for standing with us. Come back to this page. Visit here often. We've got online content happening all throughout the week because we want to bless and build your life. Until next time, may God be perfect and awesome and worthy in your life. We love you. Have a fantastic rest of your day.